Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, VO Podcasting. Welcome to another Audio Mo, this time for June the 17th, 2022. Okay, so we're discussing today, or talking about something that's very British, I would say, and it's either complaining or sharing stories about
complaining
and delays and whatever. So yesterday we were served up the complete ultimate British recipe of...
It was really, because... It was 32 degrees.
So that's the weather. That's a part of the British recipe ingredient, isn't it?
Then we had rail delays.
That's definitely something about strikes next week.
Yeah.
That's British ingredient for the complete...
Talk about inflation.
Cost of living.
Yeah.
I had it all yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was happening? I was...
and you even had fish and chips for lunch.
Yeah, I did. I did too. That felt like hours ago, though, by the time I finally got to you, didn't I? What time did it get to you? This was because of the train delays. Yeah. And dogs. That's a British thing as well, isn't it? We like our dogs.
Well, the society seems to be divided up between those who love dogs and those who hate them. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll know that. That's it. And, well, we love them.
Oh, right.
But we'll.
Given we have three of them, it would be very difficult not to.
Yeah. Although, yes, last week's carnage that they caused, I wasn't sure if I loved them then, but that was further back on one of my audio modes.
Yeah, we loved them, but we didn't like them.
Yes. So, yesterday I was meant to be travelling to...
Swindon.
Yeah. And last minute changes meant that I wasn't going to be doing that. So I got a ticket to go to London. And to come down here, which I am now, but didn't know that there'd been severe delays due to cable damage, yeah, and a line side fire. So, again, British ingredient. It meant that I got on a train that got cancelled before it even left the station, then got off that one, went on to another one.
It got cancelled.
Well, no, about 3 hours later. I finally, that was the train I ended up going to London on, but not before thinking about all the other possibilities I could have gone to, and everyone's with their apps going, oh, well, we could go this way. If you go by Upton Snodsbury, we might be able to catch the slow grinder from Hitch.
Snodsbury sounds like something out of Roald Dahl.
We might be able to catch the slow Hitchfield train to Blobsville. It was all that kind of idea, so we did a bit of that. My idea was to go to wait in New Street, really. New Street's the big station in Birmingham in England, the UK, just in case those who are not from there and don't know. I ended up catching a train that I'd originally got off because it was a direct route, and you should always catch a direct route train, you know.
The first rule of commuting is you catch the first train that comes along.
That goes, what, towards your destination?
Yeah.
So we did that in the end. Lots of conversations around me and to which I was part of all people's... I mean, apparently there was the dreaded Coach G that had no air conditioning. So not that anyone would be listening to my audio modes, but if they did, then they'll give Coach G a mention because
had air conditioning.
That must have been... Yeah. And I just sauntered down to first class, and which got decommissioned anyway as such, but I had air conditioning, as did the dog.
Bless.
The dog, he has to make it.
He did, because he went through a lot, bless him. He was all warm and... Well, actually, he's very furry, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I managed to keep him quite cool. I was very proud of myself. All day at work, we got air conditioning, and he was lying literally under where the air conditioning, one of the air conditioning units, and pushes down.
We do have sport dogs. We bought Ben a fan.
Yeah, it's over there.
That's my air purifier.
Oh, the air purifier. Yeah, no, he's got a fan, yeah, but other than that. So Pergo was... performed flawlessly, and at one point I needed the loo and that, so I got him... he came out with me, and everyone was sitting on the floor and everywhere they could find a bit of space. And they all liked seeing him and were fanned. Some, well, as I said, one to one guy, I said, I'll turn him round in a minute because I'm not really sure that you want a face full of Perko's backside while your partner was getting his face and all the nice bits. But it was a real delight, swishing his tail,
wrong,
fanning everybody. Well, I'm going to keep going. Push through, push through. It's not meant to be wrong. But yeah, no, he was a delight. And it was just one of those adventures. Is there anything else I need to add? What time did it get to you in the end?
About 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. So
I made you dinner.
You did make me dinner. We had a...
chicken and bacon Caesar salad with feta cheese and croutons.
Yeah. So with that in mind, what other song could we play out other than Last Train to London?
Runaway Train or something like that.
There was a few of those, but it wasn't running anywhere. But Last Train to London will do. I'm not sure what ran after I left. And they're still having issues with it this morning, again.
Oh, are they?
Very British. Well, they're saying that there's clear up sort of stuff, really. Strikes next week. That's interesting.
You won't be here next week.
I won't be by the looks of it, which is why partly I made so much effort to come down, but I would have done anyway, of course. Yeah, we can discuss. Is there anything else you want to say about strikes? Or is that another bit? I don't know. Strikes.
I think don't. I understand why people are a bit. You know, there's always people going, oh, they earn this much pay and they do this and they do that. What they bear in mind is people complain about the drivers. The drivers earn 45 grand worth of pay.
50 to me, isn't it? 49.
No, the average is 44.
Oh, okay.
What people need to firstly remember is that if you want to get in a train with hundreds of people on it and drive and expect not to be paid properly for it, then crack on. But secondly, and more importantly, the drivers aren't the union that are striking.
Yeah,
it's to do with station staff and those kind of things and job cuts and service cuts and that kind of thing. So the media... that's audio in its... In its
another
its,
British ingredient.
The bloody media, excuse my language.
Our press is awful. I think it's got worse.
To be honest, I thought very seriously about going into journalism and the whole ethos of the press has put me off massively. I used to sit there... Should we do a different boo about that?
We can.
We'll not do the pub. We'll do the press instead, yeah.
We'll... Yeah, don't... Yeah, depressed... I don't know, we'll call it something. But anyway, yeah, we'll go out with Last Train for London. But, you know, we're doing this thing. I hope you've listened, I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you can relate in some ways. Tell us your train delay type stories.
I might do one from my own today, as my mind trip.
Cool. You might as well. So the weather today, not the hottest day of the year. It's gone a lot cooler, which we're glad about, to be honest. So we're going to spend some time outside with food and cups of tea, the dogs, which are also variants of British ingredients. And cups of tea. See, that was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got it all going on.
You want a beer as well.
Yeah, beer.
I don't drink
them. ELO. Yeah, we'll see. This is who's on at the moment.
Oh.
Last Train to London. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye.